DW.
Life will not pause for a pandemic, and amongst the madness, new arrivals are being welcomed every day.
Yeah. Up until the minute of delivery, you're just worried that something's going to go wrong, like one of either me and my partner are going to get ill, or the idea of having something like COVID while in labour is terrifying.
Aislinn Hogg gave birth 6 weeks ago at the height of lockdown in Scotland, a time when home births under the National Health Service had been banned by the government, when partners were permitted into the delivery room for active labour alone. Now, as Scotland gradually lifts its lockdown restrictions, the effects of the past few months' birthing constraints are being considered.
I think probably the most difficult part, not being able to have my partner at appointments, not being able to have him, obviously, on the ward after birth. Yes, that's been hard for everybody, but yeah, I think with my mental health at the moment being as it is, and my anxiety being at an all-time high, to not have any support from sort of mum or partner who were going to be the two that were going to be at the birth originally has been really, really hard.
For Rachel Wilkins, the experience of childbirth amid coronavirus will echo through her first year as a parent as she experiences lingering trauma and severe postpartum anxiety directly related to the pandemic.
The way that I'm looking at it is everybody has the virus. So in order to keep myself safe, I don't want anybody to touch me. I don't want anybody to come near me. I don't want to touch anything that anybody else has touched unless I can see that it's been fully disinfected. Even then, I have an issue with it. I don't want to sit on the bed. I don't want to get into the bed. I feel like everything's contaminated.
Fearing the virus to this extent has made it very difficult for Rachel, who's been in and out of hospital for birth-related checks. In normal times, the presence of a support network would have softened the blow. But this, of course, has been fractured by the need for social distancing. It's an issue that's been picked up by independent midwife and lactation consultant Alison Shallow, who notes a trend in the births she's attended over the past few months.
The thing that's affecting women is the isolation, and it's really creating an abandonment wound, which has been really, you know, sad to see, but it's bringing up a lot of childhood pain, really, is what I've discovered in the work that I'm doing.
Shallow suspects that a decrease in support from midwives and family has led to an increasing number of women turning to formula milk to feed their babies in the first few weeks.
The midwives are not visiting as much, you know, perhaps one or two visits, and sometimes they have to go somewhere. They don't come to the home necessarily. And what they are finding is that they are less supported because their partners aren't there.
Bless you.
Where once it may have taken a village to raise the baby, now parents have to be careful of everyone, even family. This just adds to the emotional shrapnel left behind from their delivery experiences during the pandemic. Even as government restrictions are relaxed, Rachel is hesitant to open up to loved ones.
It's just, that fills me with absolute dread. But I'm not going to lie, even the first day that my sister had her, and we're keeping it to a minimum of sort of 10 minutes at a time, I wanted to rugby tackle her to the floor. And I'm not going to lie. And she said to me, Rachel, you look like you actually want to like knock me over. And I said, because I do. I want to just shove you out the way and just grab the baby off you. But at the same time, I don't want us to be in a position where she's 1 year old. And yeah, we finally get a vaccine and she's not socialised. And she has, you know, we're a very close-knit family.
But as it turns out, the current situation might not be as bad for her baby's development as Rachel fears, at least according to psychologist Elizabeth Means.
I think in some ways for young babies, the pandemic might almost be passing without them noticing. So I think it's tempting for us as parents and adults to project how we're feeling and how unusual it is for us onto young babies, where the babies really aren't going to know any different.
She even suggests that the added alone time might even have benefits for the baby.
In many ways, if you can spend quality time with your baby and talk to them and watch them and try and tune into them, in many ways, I don't think the pandemic should have any major negative effect on the parent-child relationship. Indeed, it might in some ways give parents a bit of a longer stretch of quality time with their babies.
This has been the case for new father Stephen Carroll, grateful for the interruption to the daily grind, as it has given him more time to spend getting to the grips of parenthood.
We're probably quite blessed to have kids in this experience, because there's a lot of people, it's been the status quo, hasn't it? It's just the lockdown from whatever situation they had before, which has always possibly been like that for quite a while. We've got these little babbies to watch develop in this situation. And it's maybe we're able to observe maybe a little bit more closely.
Today, Fred and Stephen are overcoming their fears of the virus and meeting with another family, Christina and baby Callum, for the first time as social distancing restrictions ease.
Who's that, Fred?
He's literally, so doesn't know what to do with other babies.
There's so little interaction with other babies, haven't they? It's Callum, Fred. Say hello.
Hey, buddy. Oh, you said a little hi. Got a little smile there.
You're not the only baby now.
At 5 months old, the babies have lived most of their lives under lockdown and have only just started to become curious about the world around them. But even so, it becomes starkly clear that this attempt at socialisation is so much more for the parents than for the babies. Through the meeting, the babies have barely acknowledged each other's presence, fumbling instead with the microphone muff and drooling on the blanket. For Stephen and Fred, this moment marks a shift away from the total isolation of new parenting under coronavirus. And as lockdown measures do begin to lift, the isolation of birth and parenting in the pandemic may begin to subside for many other families as well, at least for now. Maud Start, Edinburgh, DW.
DW.